On Baby Street by Julie Ballou and Jenny Eclair, starring Francis Barber, Keith Allen, Kathy Burke and Jenny Eclair. Ah, I know things that you don't know. Well, let's face it, I know everything. But I talk, of course, of the goings-on in Baby Street. My ladies have reached full term. A normal human gestation period is around 40 weeks, give or take a couple of weeks either side. Geraldine, Shona and Yvette are mothers now. Would you like to know the gory details? Let me tell you how it was. Settle down if you have the time. Geraldine, what were you up to that morning?
I've never been here before. It's fascinating.
Well, you haven't lived, Geraldine. Next week, I'll take you to an Anne Summers party.
Oh, yeah. I'd look great in a French maid's outfit. Oh, honestly, Frances, you're so lucky going to Sotheby's to buy stuff. You always were more exotic than me.
No, darling, I just have better taste in men. I love that chandelier. What number is it?
306. Oh, this is terrifying. I daren't move.
Your stomach keeps jerking. I hope it doesn't take that as a bid. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I just feel like a buffalo and I've got backache.
Shh!
Lot 304, a genuine Victorian silver christening rattle. Apparently belonged to Victoria herself. Now, this is a very pretty and desirable piece.
£50!
Don't be simple. This isn't pound stretcher.
Can we please start with a sensible bid?
Oh, God. I feel dizzy. I think I'm going to throw up.
Well, you can't. This is Sotheby's. Put your head between your knees.
I can't. It's not physically possible. I've got to get out.
But what about my chandelier? Wait!
Geraldine has a stitch. She feels sick and giddy. Her body is preparing for labour, but she doesn't know it. Sometimes the clever ones are the most stupid. She presses her sweaty forehead against the cool marble of a handy pillar.
Hang on, I'll get you some water.
Oh, I feel a bit grim.
Geraldine? Geraldine, are you all right?
Robert, what are you doing here? I thought you were in the Caymans.
Got back 3 days ago.
Nice tan.
Jaundice. Picked up a bit of a tummy bug.
You look thin.
Well, everybody probably looks thin to you. I mean, well, you are a bit of a buffalo.
Come on, Robert, we're missing all the best stuff.
It's not a jumble sale. You know Elaine?
Yes. How are you?
Fine. I'm 24. I've just had 3 weeks in the Caymans. My skin glows, my hair shines, and I've got your husband to come here and buy me diamond earrings, something he never did for you.
Of course, Elaine says no such thing. It's just that's what it sounds like to Geraldine.
Here, drink this. Oh, it's Robert. I didn't recognise you. You look smaller and more yellow.
Take me home, Fran.
Geraldine's old school friend, the fair Frances, takes Geraldine home in a black cab. Geraldine, instead of having a little nap, decides to clean out the airing cupboard. Nothing can really prepare you for labour. How does it feel? Well, in the very early stages, the contractions gently open the cervix and pull it out of the way, much as you'd prepare a sock to put your foot in. Shona and Ian are very busy preparing themselves. They have done nothing but prepare for weeks. They have their preparation down to a fine art.
Right, let's go through this again, love.
Oh, do we have to?
Be prepared, that's our family motto.
It's the Federation of Girl Guides motto, Ian, not ours.
That may as well be, but great minds do think alike, as you know. Now, let's start over. Right, you go into labour. Well, go on.
Oh, Ian, do I have to keep acting this out?
We've got to make it as realistic as possible, old girl. Off you go, start contracting.
Ooh, ah.
Put a bit more oomph in it, darling. If you can't do it convincingly now, you'll never be able to when you need to.
Oh, Ian, I think I'm going in the first stages of labour.
That's better. What? Oh, right, action. First grab the old oar, check contents. Now, how regular are those contractions?
Ooh, they're coming every few minutes.
There's a clock with a second hand on the table, Shona. I'd ask you to be specific, if you will. Now, let's see. Night clothes, dressing gown, underwear, nursing bras, toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, hairbrush and sanitary towels. Right, where's your bag?
Oh, Ian.
Sorry, love, only a bit of a joke. Right, booties, matinee jackets, vests, romper suits, newborn nappies, scratch mittens and bonnets.
Oh, don't forget my knitting and reading material.
Here we are, woman's own and true crime stories. Now what? Gordon's residence.
Who?
Well, out of sight, out of mind. How are you, old man? Really? Today? don't see why not. But about half two.
What, Ian? Who is it?
Yeah, she's fine. Everything's going to plan. Righto, see you there. You'll never guess, love. That was Trevor.
Oh, no.
It's all right. He doesn't want to stay.
I should hope not.
He's down for a Van der Valk conference at Momey. He wants to meet me for a cuppa.
And you said yes?
Of course.
Oh, Ian, you can't leave me on my own. What if I go into premature labour?
Oh, you won't, will you?
It's possible.
Look, darling, Trevor's my oldest friend, and I never get to see him since I married you. One afternoon, Poppet, one tea and one tea cake. It's not much to ask.
Oh, all right. But only if you take your bleeper.
Oh, you're a brick. Right, I've got my bleeper, got my bus pass, got my Mac. See you later, old girl.
Oh, sometimes I wish I was a spinster.
In theory, labour occurs 280 days after the last period, but most babies are early or late. Whatever, the signs to look for include a show in the panties. By this, I mean a mucousy discharge, not dancing girls. Waters breaking or contractions starting. Yvette does not keep a diary. She ignores her aching back and resolutely does not look for clues when she visits the bathroom. The baby can stay where it is for all Yvette cares. Yvette has never experienced pain. She thinks wearing a pair of stilettos is pain. Yvette would rather go shopping with Kelly than think about, well, it. Yvette does not realise that she has taken a bus into town on the 283rd day after her last period. Yvette, this is a gamble. There is only a very thin membrane between you and sopping tights.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
What now?
I've got to go to the loo again.
Again? Gold, you ought to get a catheter fitted. At least that way we wouldn't have to keep stopping.
Oh, there must be one in here. I'll ask the assistant. Excuse me, have you got a ladies?
Yes, we have, but unfortunately it's indisposed at the moment.
But she's 9 months pregnant, and if she don't find a lavvy in the next few seconds, your entire Alton stock is going to be ruined.
Killy, stop embarrassing me.
We've got the plumbers in, so it's not really suitable for human entry.
Oh, I don't believe it.
There is a public toilet a few blocks down the road, opposite the tube station.
Thanks. Come on, Kel, I'm busting.
Typical. I don't know why they call them conveniences. You can never find one when you want one.
Step on it, Kel. I'm going to have an accident in a minute.
Right now, what was that?
Excuse me, we have reason to believe that you are carrying articles from this store which you have not previously purchased.
The only thing I'm carrying is 3.5 stone of extra blubber and a baby no one wants.
Now you're starting to sound like a regular mum.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to step into the office to be searched.
How could she have nicked something? She's got no room to hide anything.
Oh no. Kel, it's them scratch mittens. I'm so vague, I forgot I stuffed them down my blouse to pay for on the way out.
Oh, you dizzy cow. Good job this ain't Malaysia and they're just scratch mittens are not an ounce of heroin or you'd be swinging by your neck before dawn. Here they are. Now, do you mind? We're in an hurry.
I'm sorry, but I still have to call the manager.
But it was an accident.
Gold, if she was going to nick some, it'll be something worth nicking, like a matching buggy, car seat and carry cot. Now, if she'd had that lot up a jumper, you might have a case, not a pair of measly mittens.
Kelly!
It's all right. I'll sort it.
Kelly, I'm all wet.
Oh, no. Couldn't you have hung on a few more minutes? Even my grandkids know to wait till they get to the potty or else.
No, it's not you-know-what. It's you-know-what.
Eh?
Oh, no. It's me waters, Kel. They're breaking.
Oh, bleeding it.
I'm sorry, but...
She's going into labour, you fascist old bag. Don't stand there spouting store, detective. Make yourself useful and call a taxi.
Oh, dear. Well, all right, but I will need your name and address.
I'm not having no whippy home birth. I'm going straight to the Aussie and having all the drugs.
I mean for my records, for my manager.
Get out of the way! Taxi!
Many taxi drivers avoid pregnant women. It's the wear and tear on the upholstery. Never mind the ashtrays ending up full of placenta. But Kelly is a determined woman. Kelly will save the day. Shona is having a quiet time. She is rather tired on this, the 271st day since her last period. Shona is watching daytime TV. She has watched someone make a simnel cake. It really is quite exhausting. Shona is watching Pebble Mill when all of a sudden she realises she can see two Alan Titchmarshes. Even Shona, who is partial to Mr. Titchmarsh, knows this is wrong.
Hello? Is this the Labour Ward? My name's Shona Gordon and I can see two Alan Titchmarshes. No, I haven't taken any illegal substances. I'm nearly 39 weeks pregnant with twins. What now? You think I should come in now? But my husband's not here. All right. Yeah, I'll bleep him.
Shona must go to hospital. Blurred vision can be a sign of preeclampsia, a dangerous condition for both mothers and babies. Shona will take a local minicab. They are well briefed. After all, they have been involved in several of Ian's D-Day practice sessions. In fact, Shona has a job convincing them that this is the real thing. However, there is a hysteria in Shona's voice that the fat controller dare not ignore, and a taxi is dispatched. Shona is indeed hysterical. She is hysterical because she can see two bleepers on the mantelpiece. Sod Ian. He has forgotten his bleeper, and sod this double vision. Shona hopes it will wear off soon, otherwise her babies will multiply into quads before her very eyes. Meanwhile, Yvette and Kelly are nearly at the hospital. Hurry, girls, hurry.
Here we are. Told you don't need to panic.
It's easy for you to say. You're not the one with an angry baby trapped inside you and busting to get out.
Do you mind? That's women's work.
Sexist pig!
Oh, yeah, and I suppose driving a cab is men's work.
Well, yeah.
If we'd had a bird behind the wheel, we'd have been there, given birth to a bouncing baby and still had time for a game of darts after doing the shopping and getting the tea on. You're all the same, you lot.
What, cabbies?
No, men. We don't like them much at the moment.
You can forget the tip. Next time I want a guided tour of historical London monuments, I'll book a coach trip. Come on, everybody, look alert. Woman in labour, let's be having you.
Oh, I've got a terrible urge to push, Kel.
Well, cross your legs. No good child of mine's entering the world in an hospital foyer. Help, we need a midwife, pronto.
Oh, it's coming, Kelly, I know it.
All right, girl, let's just get you up here on the trolley here. Come on, up we go then. One, two, three,
take it easy, she's a pregnant woman, not a flipping bin liner full of rubbish.
All right, I'm doing my best. Okay, so what's her name?
Yvette.
Rightio, Yvonne, let's get you up to maternity before it's too late. Just a little joke there.
Yeah, all blokes have got them. Come on, you, move it, will ya?
So are you, Mum?
As good as. Look, everything's going to be all right, love. You've got ages. Just relax and concentrate on your breathing.
Oh, it's coming, Kel. Something's coming.
Well, let's hope it's a baby, eh?
Well, here we are in the lift, girls. And up we go.
Come on, Evie. Hang on in there.
Oh, it's killing me. Hey, that Larry, a rotten sod.
Nearly there on the next floor.
What's happening?
I think we're stuck.
What?
That's all right, stay calm.
Kelly, help, it's coming.
Do, Sammy, she's about to give birth.
Well, I'm not a doctor, I'm a porter, aren't I?
Well, you should have been wearing a white coat then. Is she? Come on, girl, push. Come on, push, that's it. Push.
At last, the lift doors open. The trolley bearing a bloody but triumphant Yvette and a squawking newborn baby are unceremoniously pushed into the ward. But this is not the sixth floor. This is the fourth floor. This is men's renal. Septuagenarians in stripy pyjamas rise up from their beds and cheer. Well done, Yvette. What a clever girl you are. And welcome to the world, baby Martin. For that is what the identity band around its chubby little wrist proclaims. Now what about Shona? We are concerned about Shona. She is distraught. Even the hospital have not managed to track down Ian. God knows they've tried.
Here, Trevor. I'll swap you a bite of my flapjack for a nibble of your vanilla slice.
Attention.
You sneezed on that flapjack.
Would he please make himself known to staff?
What was the name of Napoleon Solo's Eskimo girlfriend?
It was Snoochook.
Snoochook?
I know for a fact, I'll tell you for why.
Attention, if there is any important on the premises, would he please make himself known to staff?
Oh, aye. You might remember, we had guppies in the front room.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
I repeat, if there is any important anywhere in the building, could he please come straight to the information desk? We have an urgent message for him.
Well, one of the younger of the school was called Snoochook. Dad and I christened her right after that particular episode of the man. She didn't live long, man. Got a chill and died prematurely.
Last call for Ian Gordon. Ian Gordon, are you here? Are you listening? Do you care?
I don't want your slice anyway.
Well, we tried.
Meanwhile, Shona is distressed. The babies are distressed. The doctor is calm. It is his job to be calm, but he is young. He has worked a 19-hour shift. The doctor is tired, and he is frightened.
What do you mean, Dr. Cesarian? What's wrong?
Your blood pressure's too high. We're just being very cautious, you see. Please don't get upset. It's bad for babykin.
Babies? There's two of them. Oh, God, you don't know anything. I suppose you were just going to slice me up and fish one out, sew me up and leave the other one in there. Oh, Ian, where are you?
Ian has just got home. The overnight bag has gone. He thinks his wife has been kidnapped. His next thought is that his wife has gone into labour 9 days early. Ian, who has never committed a crime in his life before, steals a bike from the kiddie down the hallway and cycles to the hospital. He does not even bother to tuck his trousers into his socks.
Nurse! Nurse! My wife, she's having babies. I haven't got my sandwiches. Oh, Lord!
Calm down. Is she actually in labour?
Yes, twins. Two of them. What, three including her? Oh, Shona!
Ah, you must be Ian Gordon. We did try to contact you. Your wife has been taken for a cesarean section. Down the corridor, last door on the left.
Ian has never known his right from his left. That is why he is hopeless on a bike. Off he crashes into the last room on the right-hand side of the corridor, where he is scrubbed and gowned quicker than you can say farce.
Nothing to worry about. Stand back. Here comes baby. And it's a girl.
Oh, my God. She's... What colour's the other one?
What other one?
It can't have fallen out, can it? Well, it's not on the floor.
Mrs. Wong is having one baby.
Mrs. Wong? Oh, that's wrong. I've got the wrong Wong. Oh, crikey, where's Shona?
And here's coming baby number two. Another beautiful baby boy. Well done, Mrs. Gordon.
Oh, Ian.
Well, that's what you said when the last one came out. You can't call them Ian, both of them, can you?
Oh, Ian.
You mean this isn't your wife?
No, that's not Shona. I don't show her anywhere. We've been married for ages. Her hair's a different colour. She's got blue eyes. And she's not Chinese.
I think you'd better get out before I call security.
This is not how it was meant to be. Ian has missed the birth of his infant sons. Poor Ian. Poor Shona. The bag containing his sandwiches, the dolphin tape, the aromatherapy oils and Trivial Pursuit just in case has been lost, like Ian, in the confusion. But what of Geraldine? Last time we checked on her, she was cleaning out the airing cupboard. Now she is in the Pink Poodle Cafe with her brother. Let's face it, girls, even if they are 40 and 40 weeks pregnant, have got to have fun.
I don't know if this is such a good idea, Dawn.
Will you just relax and enjoy yourself?
I feel like everyone's staring at me.
They probably are. You're a gorgeous, fecund woman. Besides, it's celebrity lookalike talent night. You'll probably win first prize as Demi Moore.
Right. Well, that was very moving, wasn't it? Yes, very nearly moved me to another country, I can tell you. Hey, no, was that song all about self-abuse or what, love?
Yes,
right, now then, special treat. Put your hands together, and I said together, and I mean it, you know I do, for your very own Tina Turner.
Yes. Oh, God, look at it. Tina Turner, more like Tina Onassis, as she is now.
Oh, Dom. Oh, it's kicking like a maniac.
Robert never did have rhythm.
Oh, my God, it's going wild.
Does it hurt?
Well, no, it's quite pleasurable, actually. It's like being massaged from the inside.
Oh, hush. You're getting me all aroused.
Oh, seriously, Dom. I want to say thank you.
I only bought you a non-alcoholic lager.
No, I mean for being here for me.
Oh, sis, don't.
No, really, you've been wonderful. And I'm really looking forward to us all being together.
So am I. Never been an uncle before.
Ow! Ooh, and you never will be again. Oh, Dom, you should have seen them. Her smug little face and his great red bulbous nose.
Forget him, Geraldine. He's not worth it. They deserve each other.
I was just so humiliated. She's so young and petite. And here's me, 11 stone and covered in varicose veins.
Well, she obviously hasn't got your intelligence.
How can you know?
Well, she's still with the self-centred old git, isn't she? At least you had the good sense to kick him out.
Yes, I suppose so.
Anyway, another drink.
Oh!
Geraldine, a drink.
Dom!
What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, God. Oh, I think this is it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I feel just like Butterfly McQueen gone with the wind. I don't know nothing about birthing no baby, Miss Scarlet. Oh, no. What am I going to
do? Dom! I think I'm having contractions.
No. Is there a doctor in the club?
Dom! Get me out of here!
Right, look, don't panic. Everything's going to be all right. Help!
Geraldine is escorted to the hospital by a posse of homosexuals. She has been given a lift in a pink VW Beetle with drag acts on motorbikes on either side. It is quite an entourage. Geraldine is having contractions every 2 minutes. It would be funny if it didn't hurt so much. We will leave Geraldine to bellow in private for a while. Her language is quite blue. Now let's see if Shona has forgiven Ian.
Shona! Are they our little ones?
Oh, Ian. Oh, no, I've just remembered I'm furious with you. Go on, get out of here. I never want to see you again.
Tut-tut. The postnatal depression what's is kicking in a bit soon, isn't it, nurse?
I'm a midwife, not a nurse, and your wife has been very distressed.
Oh, how could you, Ian? How could you miss the birth of your own children?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. I tried, I really did. If it's any consolation, I did witness the birth of someone else's children.
Oh, no.
Oh, look there, love. I'm here now.
Would you like to hold your sons, Mr. Gordon?
Oh, yes. Sons? Really? I'm a daddy to little Ian's. Oh, Shona, oh, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Ian, sometimes I don't know what I see in you.
You see a big, cuddly Mr. Tiddlywinks and two little baby Tiddlywinks.
Ian, I love you. Even when I hate you, I still really love you.
Excuse me, but I've been delivering babies for 10 years. I've seen blood, sick, placenta and enough mucus to cover the Isle of Man. Mm. And now, for the first time in my career, I think I'm going to throw up.
Aren't they gorgeous, Ian? They're so big and bonny.
Well, they're certainly big. Good Lord, old girl, how much did they weigh in at?
One was £7.2 and one was £7.2 and a half.
Oh, well, it must be from our side. My family fought in the War of the Roses, you know.
Oh, it all happened so quickly, Ian. Mm. As soon as you left the flat, I started feeling peculiar. So I rung the hospital and they said, come in. We had you paged, but there was no response.
Really? Tut-tut. Are you sure you had the right number? You know, you have a tendency towards dyscalculus.
Of course it was the right number. Are you sure you just didn't hear it? You know, you've a tendency towards dim-wittedness.
Oh, tut-tut. No need for sarcasm, little mother. Not now we're respectable parents.
All right, to have an emergency caesarean. Oh, Ian, it was so terrifying. Oh. I kept thinking, what if they forget to stitch me up? Can't do the shopping with a great big hole in my middle.
No.
Oh, I was really panicking, but you know what I'm like.
You're a silly old duffer, you are. Oh, so what are we going to call these brave little soldiers?
I've gone off, Ian. I mean, it's nothing personal, love. I just don't think the name Ian makes for a good start in life.
Mm, probably be too confusing anyway. You might call this Ian, and I'd come running instead. Or, conversely, you might say, Ian's just popped out to work, and this Ian would wonder why he was still at home. No, don't worry, we'll think of something else.
What about Jeremy, from Jeremy Fisher?
No, what about Robert Vaughan? Oh. David McCallum.
Oh, yeah.
Robin's Ness.
Peter from Peter Rabbit.
Yeah. Trevor, no.
But what of our elderly primy gravida? Geraldine has had a hard time. At one point, she had more tubes coming out of her than London Underground. But Geraldine has done it. Geraldine has not felt so good since she won the Brownie Egg and Spoon race. Geraldine has 17 stitches and Dominic has a black eye. But they have done it.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
It's a girl. She's gorgeous. My Claudia Pearl.
I'm not talking about my niece. I'm talking about that junior doctor.
Did I swear terribly?
Well, like a navvy. It was fantastic. Let's just say that no one within earshot could have guessed you'd gone to Rhodey. How's it feeling now?
I'll never walk again.
Oh, poor little Claudia. She'll have to share a buggy. Yes, she will.
Can I come in?
Fran, what a surprise!
I know it's not strictly visiting hours. They said only close family, so I said I donated the egg. Can't understand why you're not at the Portland. A friend of mine had hers there, caesarean. They gave her a tummy tack whilst they were at it. Well, otherwise it's not worth dirtying the knives for, is it? Oh, isn't she sweet? All red and wrinkly, the little gnome. Oh, here, look, I brought this for you.
Elle Macpherson's body workout. Thanks. Oh, come to Mummy.
Oh, look. It's got proper hands.
Yes. Nothing dropped off en route.
Was it awful? Worse than double hockey on a Friday afternoon?
Imagine double hockey followed by double physics, detention with Miss Birtwistle followed by quintuple RE and maths.
That bad. Oh, Geraldine, you did all that, and in 15 years' time she's going to hate you and think you're stupid and pathetic. Oh, talk of the devil.
Robert.
Look, I'll be back tomorrow. Love you.
Yes, well, if you need me, just shout. I'll be outside having a turn for the Keanu Reeves lookalike. The only way to get him to notice me is to dress up as an episiotomy. See you soon, Tallulah.
Tallulah?
He's joking. She's called Claudia Pearl.
Oh, it's a girl. She's very little.
It felt like I was pushing out a pumpkin.
But you're okay. I mean, it wasn't too ghastly.
16 hours, 2 epidurals, an episiotomy, and forceps. Oh, Robert, it was a breeze. A couple of aspirin, and I reckon I'll volunteer for the night shift. Do you want to see the Polaroids?
Not a very good one of the baby.
That's the placenta, Robert.
Oh, yes, I can see now. It hasn't got any arms or legs. Is she okay?
Why don't you take her? Go on. Hold her.
What a bit sick.
Oh, why did you come, Robert?
I've got something for you.
The Victorian rattle. Oh, Robert.
Watch it, Geraldine. Do not let your hormones interfere with your head. And let's not forget Yvette.
Oi, where's my beautiful little granddaughter? I'll give her here. Oh, God. Oh, ain't Mother Nature incredible?
Thank you. It's about time I got some credit around here.
To think that just 9 months ago, this little angel from heaven was no bigger than the head of a pin, eh?
Oh, she'd stayed that size. Just for the birth, I mean. Cool, Kelly, that was bleeding agony. How the hell did you manage it 3 times?
Well, that's another one of Mother Nature's cruel jokes. She makes sure you forget the pain.
Until the next time, eh, Kel?
Oh, you were magnificent, Kel. You're a wonderful woman, I've always said that.
Say it again, then.
You're a gorgeous old lady, and if I wasn't married, I'd whisk you away.
You ain't married, you're a widower.
Yeah, I'm still married in the eyes of God, though, aren't I?
Oh, and I suppose God had his eyes shut when you got off with my cousin Penny last New Year's Eve.
I was drunk. Anyway, besides, she reminded me of you.
Well, you should have got off with me then, you pillock.
Here, if you two are going to get up to any hanky-panky, make sure you don't get pregnant.
Cheeky. Goldberry, she's right. We better stop off at the chemist on the way home.
Hey, good idea. There's one right next to that tandoori by the station.
Oh, little Chantelle looks just like her mum.
Yeah, just as well and all.
Chantelle is blessed. I saw to that. She has none of Larry's Weasley features. Whatever happens to Chantelle, she will always have her looks.
Oh, she's beautiful, Yvette. And so tiny.
Didn't feel tiny.
Blokes, eh? They don't know how lucky they've got it.
Here, steady on.
Shut up!
Oh, all right. I know when I'm outnumbered. Still, we do have to shave every day.
Get him out of here.
We must all go. It's time our mothers rested now. Let us draw the curtains around the beds and leave them to dream sweet dreams of flat stomachs and not of the nightmares of cracked nipples, stretch marks and screaming colicky babies. They are mothers now and they will be for the rest of their lives. On Baby Street was written by Jenny Eclair and Julie Ballou. Mother Nature was played by Jenny Eclair, Yvette Tilly Vosborough, Dad Keith Allen, Shona Caroline Hook, Ian Graham Fellows, Robert Hugh Ross, Geraldine Frances Barber, Kelly Kathy Burke, Dominic by Kevin Eldon, Frances Sue Elliott, and all other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was Jane Batu.